Bartley's on the line. Morning, Bartley.
Hi, Stephen. Stephen, a bit confused about the whole thing there. Like, they're talking about transformation centres and stuff like that. I'm looking at the Auschwitz and Flanders, and you look at all these places where people were killed in terrible how come the Jews don't demand that Auschwitz be knocked down? You know, the two people that goes there and people see a story. And secondly, look at a Titanic centre with millions are spent on. It's a ship that wasn't fit for purpose. On its first journey, 800 to 1,200 people. I don't know where Mike and these boys are all coming from. Like, at the end of the day, it's only annoying people who want to be annoyed. The tourists are going to flock to it. I think it has to be nothing but good, as long as it tells the whole story and not part of the story.
Well, you've heard the position of the DUP this morning.
Well, it has to tell the whole story. There's no point in telling one side.
The bottom line is
side.
They can't agree in the story.
Well,
there's a fundamental disagreement in the interpretation of the story. Now, what you do there is you actually use that and you say there is a fundamental disagreement in the interpretation of the story, and that's part of the story. That's part of the experience of going there. Or what? Or it doesn't happen.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. That's what we're all about. Everybody tells the truth and then it's the side, the story there.
Come on, Bartley, wise up now. Come on, wait. But with all due respect, the truth, you're savvy enough about Northern Ireland to know that the perception of the truth is very different depending on whose eyes is looking at it.
But there shouldn't be sides, Stephen. It should be one story and it should be the only story. The story of what happened. Whether it suits the Republicans or whether it suits the Loyalists or whether it suits the governments on both sides of the border. At the end of the day, the truth should be told, and we demand.
What's the truth?
Demand.
For example, what's the truth about Bobby Sands?
Well, I don't know, Stephen. I don't know Bobby Sands, but I mean, at the end of the day, he was a politician, he was elected, he was a hunger striker, he was a freedom fighter. He died for a cause. Now, I don't know the rights and wrongs. I don't agree with, but at the end of the day, that's what needs to be told. Let people see it. Let them see all the Loyalists end of it. How they worked in the '70s. Let them see where all the different Loyalist camps and the paramilitaries. Let them tell the story. The IRA throwing tennis balls from one cage to the Loyalist cage, and the Loyalists not open it, and then throwing it back into the All Republic cage. This is what was great. Tell the story of what went on in the prisons. People here, the real story is what happened behind the wire.
Thank you. Here's James next. Morning, James.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Doing okay. Thank you. What do you think?
Basically, isn't it blatantly obvious after listening to these men this morning? Basically, we need a peace centre built straight away. And like, there's no reason why it shouldn't be built at the Maze. £18 million, giving hundreds of jobs. Well, what about also having an open prison built and maybe a top security prison also, and maybe a bit of a grant from the EU? Because there's a lot of EU people now living here in Northern Ireland. Perhaps we get another grant.
And here's Stephen. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen. I personally believe that the whole H block should have pulled down. The whole lot. Every part of it. The last wing, the hospital wing, everything. Pull it all down.
Why?
And I'm talking from the past. My brother was there. And it's part of the past now. You have to move on. We're all talking about the future. We're just living in the past. We're being going back to the future.
So you don't think we should record the past, detail the past, learn from the past, make sure the past is there for other generations to learn from, other international communities to learn from?
Stephen, Bobby Sands chose to die. Let's not glorify that. You shouldn't do that.
Well, look.
That's what we're doing now.
Because you have a particular interpretation of something doesn't mean that someone else is glorifying. This word glorifying is very prescriptive.
No. Just pull it down, all to the ground. A little out of it. Sorry.
Here's the number today, 0845 955 678. The text 81771, the email nolan@bbc.co.uk. We were talking a lot, we've been talking a lot about victims. Let's speak to people who have lost people during the Troubles. Anne Travers, Jude White. Morning to you, Anne.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Jude.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good morning. Jude, if I can start with you, what's your view on this? You've listened to the programme this morning. What's your view?
Well, it was certainly a very interesting piece of radio. I learned a new word this morning, anodyne. And after 30 minutes, I nearly felt I needed an anodyne to cope with it. This is a spat between unionism, and in my view, it doesn't really address the issue. And the issue is that this project has been in operation for years now. It has a strategic board and it has been planned for a long, long time. There was never, in my view, any intent or any notion that violence in any way would be glorified. And I mean, I find it really disingenuous of politicians to be saying this. This is a peace and reconciliation centre, and those are the words that people must listen to, a peace and reconciliation centre. Part of this project was the prison and the story of the prison. And I do wonder, in fact, when, you know, this morning we are talking about people are mentioning the, you know, the word or the name Bobby Sands, why that has become such an issue. There were many, many people died in this prison. There were many prison officers died in this prison. James Ferris died, for example, as the direct result of a heart attack during the Mays escape in 1983. That's a very, very small part of what this project is about. So, I mean, there was never any intent to glorify it in any way. I mean, what Mike Nesbitt said is, I mean, is a reasonable point. Why couldn't it be in the Crumlin Road, or why couldn't it be in the Titanic Quarter? And they are reasonable points. But for 10 years, this has been discussed. And one of the reasons that it has to be where it has to be is, one, that there's 350 acres of land that are there to be redeveloped. And two, it is an iconic site, whether people agree with it or do not agree with it. I mean, it's associated, I suppose, in many respects with some of the darkest days and some of the biggest issues that came out of this conflict. But the words peace and reconciliation should be at the forefront of people's minds. That is what this site is about. It is not about glorifying anybody. Anybody who glorifies violence or glorifies the death of another human being has no place in this site whatsoever, and indeed has no place, in my view, in the world that we're living in now. There's nothing at all in this site that will glorify violence in any way.
And would you go to that site?
Well, speaking just very, very personally, I don't feel that I would want to go and tell my story at the Conflict and Resolution Centre.
Why not?
Throughout the maze. It's purely from a gut thing that I felt whenever I very first heard about it, was I couldn't understand why you'd want to bring victims of terrorism into a place where prisoners, you know, had all been here, maybe who could perhaps have been involved with the murder of their loved one. Now, that's just a very, very personal point of view. I do strongly believe, and I agree with Jude, it's a Conflict and Resolution Centre, and no matter where it is, I would have preferred the Conflict and Resolution Centre to have been somewhere else more neutral. But even there, you're going to have to hear the stories of the prisoners who were involved in the Troubles. I mean, that's where the resolution part comes into. If we don't start sitting down and listening to each other and hearing what each other says, then we will never have any kind of resolution. I mean, people have got various, very valid points, actually, by Dice Fitch and that, you know, so...
Let me read to you what Nigel Dodd said in 2007. He said, however it is dressed up, this is the DUP's Nigel Dodd, however it is dressed up, whatever spin is deployed, the preservation of a section of the H blocks, including the hospital wing, would become a shrine to the terrorists who committed suicide in the maze in the 1980s. That would be obnoxious to the vast majority of people and is something unionist people cannot accept. Jude?
I mean, I say to Nigel Dodds, I mean, for God's sake, when are you going to get over yourself and show some leadership here? Could you explain to me the context why 10 young men in their 20s starved themselves to death? Why don't people do that now? Why do people not do that in any civilised society? We had a set of circumstances here, a toxicity, a poison, a complete fracture in this society that pushed people into situations where they would never be. He makes this out as if there was a conscious decision.
He said, however it is dressed up, it would become a shrine. But he discounts that in that he says, however it is dressed up, whatever spin is deployed, he says, the preservation would become a shrine to terrorists.
Well, in some respects, if he wants to use the words terrorism, he's already laying out his agenda. I mean, some people would see them as freedom fighters. Some people see them as terrorists. Some people see them, I suspect some people don't even think about them. But the overwhelming thing is we do not agree on this in any way. There is fractured opinion, there is divided opinion, and somewhere along the line, these two competing perceptions and ideologies must try and find some accommodation for each other. This is a unique opportunity to preserve some of our past, to open a peace and reconciliation centre. I believe if it goes ahead, it will very, very quickly become a massive tourist site. It will far exceed anything else in Ireland. It will probably become a UNESCO site, like Robben Island, like Auschwitz, which was talked about earlier on. And I mean, this can be seen, in my view, as a positive. You don't need to go to this site, by the way, to see memorials to people. The whole of the north, the whole of Belfast is littered with memorials to people who died from the UVF and the IRA.
And Anne, would you be happy with it being a tourist attraction?
I actually just think it's way too early to start calling something a tourist attraction. For me, that has an implication of it being a happy and a good place to go to. Would it be maybe of a historical interest to people, perhaps, to go to see? Yeah, you know, I'm sure there will be people who will want to go and see it. I just think that oh my God, victims of IRA and loyalist violence are still searching to find justice for their loved ones. You know, we're still trying to not have our loved ones' murders justified. And here we are now talking about this conflict resolution centre at a prison site, which has a lot of connotations for us. And you know, it makes me feel very uncomfortable with it. I agree. I think that the idea of Conflict Resolution Centre is an excellent one. I can understand there is a lot of land out there. So I understand the principles for being put out there. And I know from speaking to people that the building itself is going to be superb. But, you know, let's really do with the victims. I mean, as Jude said there, some people call prisoners, ex-prisoners terrorists. Others call them freedom fighters. Others call them combatants. You know, we can't even agree on any of that yet. You know, we need to be able to start to agree with that and start to have showing a bit of consideration, a bit of respect to each other.
Okay. Anne, thank you. Jude, thank you. I'll take one more call, then we'll move on to other stories of the day. Connor, good morning to you, Connor.
All right, Stephen.
What do you think?
Stephen, things are very serious. Well, I think, to be honest with you, the way it's going to have to work out is that you're going to have to have two tour guides at the front, two different uniforms, one in green, one in orange, and you decide which one you want to go to. Now, there should be a third tour guide standing there dressed in white, and she tells the truth, but unfortunately she's off a long term sick, because this is a joke, to be honest with you. Hearing those two so-called politicians at the start arguing over the most benign things. I went to Berlin recently as part of a community project.
Not benign things, how they dealt with it. You know, it's at the core of this society, and they represent many people who would share their views, whatever side they're on.
Yeah, they may be, but and this applies to all the politicians, all parties in the North. I think they need to get the head out of their behinds and start looking at the future for the next generation.